are so excited and delighted to have back an author that we just absolutely love. Jo Piazza is with us. Her latest book is The Sicilian Inheritance. Jo, we just got the books yesterday and cannot wait to dive in and just hear all about it. But why don't you tell everybody about the story? Set it up for us.
Oh, my gosh. Can I say I'm so happy to be back with you, that I missed you so much, ladies.
I know.
It's ditto.
It's been, what was the book you co-wrote with your friend? What was
it called? We Are Not Like Them.
Yeah, We Are Not Like Them.
No, but I think that was the last time
we talked to you.
That was the last time. Yeah, it's been a while. Well, I'm gonna blow your minds right now, ladies.
Okay, we're ready.
The Sicilian Inheritance is the best book that I've ever written.
Yay! You've written good books.
12. Yay!
Hands down. So it is, first and foremost, people are telling me it's the best book to get you out of a reading slump.
Oh.
And it is just, it's an escapist adventure that is going to drop you into Sicily with delicious food and sexy people and just the right amount of murder mystery. I mean, this is the book of the summer. This is the book everyone is going to want to pick up right now and start reading immediately.
And the cover, first of all, the cover's gorgeous. We love covers.
Thank you.
Covers, so
I know.
We love the covers. Okay, so this is a wild story. We've been reading about it, Jo, and I just think people hold on, because this, I believe, is going to be the book that we're all going to just get ready to start reading. We're dying to read it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the story is wild. It's based on my own great-great-grandmother Lorenza's murder in Sicily 100 years ago. And my family's been telling this story for a century, essentially in a game of telephone, though. You know, the details change and no one really knows the truth. But we know that she was killed before she could join my great-great-grandfather here in the States. And, you know, the theories are that she was killed by the mafia, that she was killed for being a witch even. And I took that little nugget of truth and I went with it. I mean, I didn't want to know the real story. I just wanted to write fiction. I wanted to imagine this world. And from that, I created The Sicilian Inheritance, which has a modern-day woman named Sarah going back to solve her own great-grandmother's murder mystery. But I didn't know how this book was going to end. Ladies, I didn't even plot it out. I just, like, let the spirits of old Italian women come and tell me what to do. And you know what? We should all do that, because the ending of this book, like, I'm not going to give you any spoilers. I would never do that. But the ending of this book is a banger. Like, the twist is really going to floor you.
Oh, we can't wait. We can't wait.
Yeah, it's wild. So in your family, was it your mom's side of the family and dad's side of the family? And was it like the aunties would be talking about it? Or how did the family lore, you know, how did you, take it in and hear about it?
So it's my dad's side of the family. My dad's side of the family is Irish-Italian, but they forget about the Irish part. Like, the man never celebrated a St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
In his mind, he's all Sicilian.
Okay.
Or was all Sicilian. And so, but for my dad's generation, like, they all talked about it. But for the generation above, it was the women that passed the story down. Mm-hmm. It was the women who really wanted to keep this story alive. And I think that that's interesting. And I wanted to talk about that in The Sicilian Inheritance, because we lose so many women's stories.
Yes,
and so it was, and so many women's stories are lost to history. So it was important to me to dig in and talk about how these women in Sicily at the turn of the century, how they lived when their husbands left and came to America, because a million men left Sicily around the turn of the century. A million women were left there on their own. And it's this really cool time period where the women started taking the men's jobs and they started learning to read and to write, and they kind of had power and agency for the first time. So there were entire villages in Sicily that were run by women. And the part of the book that's set in the past really hones in on that. And it's a lot of fun.
Oh, Jo, we are so ready. If you're just joining us, it's The Sicilian Inheritance, Jo Piazza. Jo, I mean, and you have an accompanying podcast now that you're doing with this.
I do. So when I started writing the novel, I didn't want to know the real story. I wanted to write fiction. I wanted it to be an escape, an adventure, just a juicy travel book. But then once I turned the novel in, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm such a journalist and a reporter.
Right.
I'm going to have to solve this murder. Like, how can I not go back to Sicily and solve the murder? So I took my three children under the age of six last summer to Sicily to do a true crime podcast, also called The Sicilian Inheritance, to make it real easy for people, which is essentially White Lotus meets Only Murders in the Building, of me trying to solve this murder in real life. And, you know, I'm definitely Steve Martin, and my husband's Martin Short. My son is clearly Selena Gomez. And, the things that I've uncovered, I'm not giving any spoilers, but the things I've uncovered in this podcast are bananas. Like, it's been really awesome to get to report. I got access to the mafia and homicide records from 1916 in the courthouse in Sicily. I know. It's intense. It's really intense. And, I read a lot of historical fiction. Mm-hmm. There's not a whole lot set in Sicily, and there's not a whole lot set in Italy either. And I just think this is such a great book for Italian Americans to get to learn a little bit about their history while also just having a great time. Like, you're going to read this book and just be freaking happy.
Sicily is such an amazing place to travel to. I mean, I think sometimes it gets lost. You know, people are like, oh, I'm going to go to the Amalfi Coast or whatever. But Sicily is really an interesting
and Joe,
place to visit.
Yeah. And Joe, Lori's married to my brother. Okay. And my...
How have I known you ladies for a decade?
She's married. We knew each other for 7 years, and then she marries my brother. So she's married to my brother. And I'm 50% Italian. My grandfather came over from Italy in 1911.
When he was 10?
9 years old.
Nine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just, but so...
With his brother. Was very common. And then were there
their
families?
Their mother was a silkworm farmer in France. Mm-hmm. Just this wild stuff, stories. But I think you're right, because we read so much historical fiction, too, and we kind of just felt that way about the women.
The women, yeah.
Because that's about...
Totally, yes.
Vietnamese, you know, Vietnam. Mm-hmm. We haven't read anything about that. In Italy, we haven't read anything historical fiction. I can't wait.
Yeah. I can't wait for you two to read it, because I felt the same way when I read The Women. I was like, this is something that I haven't seen before.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kristen Hannah.
Oh, and I feel brilliant.
The same way about The Sicilian. I mean, it's brilliant. It just, I bow down to Kristen Hannah. That book is number one for a reason.
Oh, but I can't wait to see yours get right up there on the charts.
Oh, let's move it. We got to order it right now while there's momentum, everyone. Like,
okay.
Get on your phones. Not if you're driving. Pull over and order the book.
Or go to your local bookstore.
Yes, we have a lot of them
here.
And we wish that authors would get back to stopping in the Twin Cities. You know, we're like the most reading state in the country, but the book tours after COVID, no one came back here.
Oh, have they been drying up? I haven't been back since Charlotte Walsh in person in the Twin Cities.
We love that book.
But you know what? I will plan something. I know that I'm going to Milwaukee, you know, because Nick's family's from there. So I'm going to Milwaukee in May, and I will tack on the Twin Cities.
Lori and I announced our retirement after 22 years. We're ending in June.
Oh,
come before we're done. Yeah. We would die.
I will.
That'd be
can, so... I come in the, can I come to the studio?
You can just hang out with us.
Of course.
You know how to do this.
We'll give you the microphone and we'll just sit back and relax.
Perfect. I will serve you Negroni and pasta and cheese while I just do the show.
Please. Joe, I'm trying to think if we met you when you were working and covering entertainment for the New York Daily News.
Yeah.
Is that when we met?
That's when we met. Yeah. Because I used to call you.
We
talk about celebrities.
Yes.
Stuff. Yeah, that was so long ago.
Yes.
Well, I know. We've been on since 2002.
So
and I remember we were so excited to, like, have somebody that was as excited as we were about, like, gossip and TV and movies and books. And you were just, like, right away. And then when you told us you were going to, you know,
write
a book, we were like, you're going to be on our show.
And I was like, and I will come on for every book I write forever.
Oh, Joe, we are so excited. I love your passion. Like, this is so much fun to hear an author. This is my best book ever. You're going to love it. It's the best beach read. I love it. We cannot wait to read this. The Sicilian Inheritance.
Now, what? I'm adding the Twin Cities.
Right? Please. Okay, we're on in the afternoons.
I have to go over there.
Oh, yeah. Joe, we will have you for dinner.
Yeah.
Please. We will die, you and your family. I mean, please. It'd be so fun.
Joe.
I'm setting it up right now.
Okay. Whatever happened? That Charlotte Walsh, that book, I can't remember if that was like your second or third or what number, but I really felt like that was going to be turned into
so good.
Into a show on TV. And I know that stuff just lingers and people move on and whatever, but I always thought that was such a whip smart book about women in politics.
I loved it. And, you know, so it was supposed to be a TV show with Julia Roberts. Julia Roberts failed on it. That's why we don't watch her movies in my house.
Okay, fair enough.
It's fair, right? Which is sad.
Totally.
I really love my best friend's wedding. So this is a real sacrifice on my part. Yeah, but it recently got resurrected. So now it's being shopped again, and we have some awesome actresses interested. We have 8 episodes written. So I think that a woman running for office and talking about women in politics is more important than ever, and hopefully we'll see it on the small screen soon.
Oh, I hope so. And then, but wait a minute. Has the Sicilian Inheritance been optioned?
By Reese Witherspoon?
Not by Reese Witherspoon, but it is in the process. It's in the process of being optioned right now. And I already have like the whole second season plotted out in my head.
I love this. Because you write on your phone, you write on the plane, you write, when you're walking.
Everywhere.
She writes when she's talking.
Do you think that's because you started out, but you're at heart a journalist too, so you're able to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
100%, 100%. Yeah, I mean, because I was a journalist, and so I was like, you know, I was like in the club and on the red carpet.
Right.
I can do it anywhere, guys.
I know you can. I cannot wait to have time to read this. I know this book is going to be a huge hit, and we can't just tell us the date. Tell me the date. We're ready.
I will.
Oh, it is such.
I'm figuring it out right now.
It's such a treat to have you back on again. We have to go.
You gotta go. You got things to do. All right, everyone, order your Sicilian Inheritance. Go to your local bookstore. They've all got it. Mm-hmm. I know they've got it right now. And I'm gonna come visit you guys in the Twin Cities very soon.
Can't wait. Joe, thank you so much, and congratulations to you, because we know this is gonna be the bestseller of the summer.
It is.
Oh God, I love it. All right, take care. We'll see you soon. Thank you so much.
See you so soon. Bye.
She is so fun. Don't you remember? We had her on like way, way back, because she used to write gossip for the Daily Mail.
New York Daily News.
And then we had Liz Smith on from The Post.
Yes.
So Page Six.
We went right to the columnist.
We really did.
Back in the day.
Think of that luck we had right off the bat. We had so much luck. Mm-hmm. Okay, Grant, we've got a couple copies to give away. And people, we can't wait. Mm-hmm. The Sicilian Inheritance. And like she said, we don't read any historical fiction about Italy.
No, I know.
I'm so excited about this.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. This is Lori and Julia.